So it has now come to 12:30. And as you know, as a regular, I do have somebody on the line for another interview today on Rachel and Sunny Exclusive. And it is the lovely, lovely Wendy James Rowe. How are you?
Hi, I'm great, thank you. Coming from a snowy Cardiff this morning.
I believe so, Wendy. I get all the messages from the customers as well. They're sending me all these pictures, you know. So, yeah, we've been pretty lucky. I mean, I moved to the northeast to be with Michelle, and originally from Liverpool, you can hear me twang. And and it was so cold. So when I moved in, I think it was the August, I ended up going to Next and buying one of those massive, massive parkas. You see me picture on Instagram, which is where we met. And it is super, super warm, that coat, so much. My sister got one as well. So yeah, getting that much closer to Scotland, it's just freezing. I'm like, honestly, and also I live about 200 yards from the beach. So, you know, it was a lot of change to me. I was shattered every day. And I was saying to me, why am I so tired? It was just all the fresh air. I was still sort of like sucking on an exhaust off a car, you know, to get some climatization because I was used to a city. But anyway, enough about my relocation wonder. So the reason I got you on the show is that I seen one of your positive quotes on the Secret Lounge Radio and on DJ Spinix, and I'm all about positivity as well, and that's why I sort of reached out and said hello. And then of course I checked you out, didn't I? So if you could just introduce yourself of who you are and why I've got you on today. Where you
Okay, well, my name's Wender, and I'm all about empowerment and inspiration for women, and recently launched a fabulous brand with a very, very good friend of mine, Luna Romani, and it's called Soul Sisters. And we're all about spreading that empowerment message to women all over the UK, all over the globe. And we've launched in the last 6 weeks a T-shirt and a sweatshirt brand, which is at the heart of empowerment, really. So yeah, it's great times, very exciting times.
It is. And you know, it's nice that something positive has come from COVID, because you know, August 29th we formed First Choice Radio, and we are an inclusive station. You know, three of the directors are trans women, including myself, and I think female empowerment, when you think of going back to what 1912-14, whatever that was to be precise, but how different things were for women back then. So what I want to know is, because I know we talked briefly yesterday, and I'm going to come on to other things that you do as well, but I mean, what or who inspires you? Because you're very inspirational. I've only met you briefly and you've inspired me already. So what or who inspires you?
What inspires me? Do you know what? I think from being a young girl, I always had passion in my belly. And I've been told a number of times that I'm on this planet to give back and to help people. And I think it's always been at the core of me. I love helping people. I love inspiring people. And funny enough, it's funny, isn't it, how life takes you into different directions. And that's certainly the way I've gone. And I've got a number of businesses. And at the heart of it, it's all about empowering young girls right through to women.
It is.
And men. So that's me in a nutshell, really.
That is brilliant. And I know I spoke to you last night, didn't I, with regards to the vacation at the women's, the young girl group that you do. Tell me a bit more about that as well.
Yeah, well, that's the Go Girl Academy. Yeah. And as my work as a stylist, I used to get mums that used to come to see me, and they'd say, oh my gosh, you know, my daughter could really benefit from this. So about 6 years ago, I set up the Go Girl Academy, and we run holiday camps, workshops, and yeah, it's all about promoting mental well-being, empowerment for girls. I've got an identical twin sister, and it's funny how people think that you're exactly the same when you're a twin, and we couldn't be further apart, to be honest. And I went through school struggling and being told I wasn't brainy enough, wasn't good enough, because my sister was really brainy. And I thought, you know what, we're all on this planet for a reason, and it's finding, you know, what's your you-ness, what's your uniqueness, and really just embracing that and embracing who you are and your individuality. So that's at the heart of Go Girl.
And I agree with that so much, because being a trans woman, I started transition at 49. And you have to love yourself first and foremost. And by doing that, you can then go on and be, you know, amazing as yourself, you know, don't you think?
Well, yeah, you can be anything you want to. But, you know, I think in school when we're growing up, we get told all these different things. And I think, you know, there's sometimes too much emphasis played on academia. You know, like if you look at the creative world, you know, the world now, I think, has got more creative opportunities than perhaps academic ones. And I just think it's opening your mind up and thinking, well, actually, what am I good at? What do I love to do? So it's all about passion for me. You know, every day we wake up, we have to make the best of every day. So if you're passionate about something, then I think, you know, you're never going to work a day in your life, as they say.
I can't stop smiling when I'm doing this interview, because you're everything that I'm about as well. You know, having lost 49 years as the old me, I don't waste a second of every day. And one of the things that I say to myself is, I want to make today so good that yesterday's jealous. Or this week, or this month, or this year. But now what I want to talk about, obviously, is that the wonderful Soul Sisters, and I had been speaking to Luna as well. So why another venture for you?
Why another venture? Well, it's something that myself and Luna have been talking about for years. And and she's so busy. She's an amazing fashion designer and accessory designer. I'm a stylist. So we're always so busy. Luna's flying around the world a lot of the time. And lockdown happened, you know, and at the beginning of lockdown, I struggled with it, to be honest. It hit me for six. And so we were talking about it and we said, you know, let's just do it now. And it's just been the perfect time, because I think people are re-looking at their lives. Everybody wants something good, a good feel factor, you know, at the moment, because there's a lot of doom and gloom out there.
It is.
So, yeah, it's been a perfect opportunity to do it right now.
I mean, it did take some adjustment for me. I mean, initially I was drinking too many cups of tea and coffee. I love my coffee first thing of the morning, and I'm fortunate to work for an energy company. And they've been magnificent looking after us. And luckily, the industry I'm in, you'll always need gas and electricity as well. So I'm fairly lucky on that. But we touched on, obviously, the clothing line that you do. So I've seen some, like, fabulous t-shirts on there as well. But there's other lines that you do as well, isn't there, at Soul Sisters?
Yeah, well, we've got the t-shirt range, and we've just launched a lovely sweatshirt as well. They're all 100% organic, eco dyes. There's a lot of sustainability at the heart of it as well. And we've got plans, you know, for expanding the range. Quite exciting. We're just about to collab with a blogger in the US who's actually from England. And we've got something there about to happen, and that is going to be in line with International Women's Day in March, which is an amazing day for women, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think it's March the 6th or 7th. I'm trying to think back to when it is.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure if it's March the 8th, actually, but it's always the first week.
I know it's the first week, but it is a really big day to celebrate. So how does everybody find your clothesline?
Well, we're getting amazing response, you know, and I think if you put a t-shirt on with an empowering quote or a statement, it sort of really, really makes you feel super confident, doesn't it? So
it does. I'm all about that. I mean, the one I'm wearing today says Sundays over Mondays. I mean, that's me.
I mean, love it.
I just love statements like that. So if somebody wants to get one of your t-shirts, where should they go to?
Well, they can check us out on Instagram, The Soul Sisters, and we're actually on Etsy as well. So give us a follow on Instagram, and please feel free to drop us a message, and we're more than happy to have a chat to you. And yeah, we can send orders out all over the world, over the globe.
I mean, online is doing so well. It's sad to see the high street, don't get me wrong. And I did see a website created in the village somewhere in the UK where all the shops are in a virtual street, and I thought that was a really positive way forward to try and keep that. But it is sad when you are driving around and you see businesses closing and all the social distancing. But like you said, we have to take the positives from everything, and it has made people, you know admire more what they have, you know, and be humble, you know, and be grateful they have a roof over their head, you know, and they can have food in their stomach and the family that they've got. So there's a lot of positives to come from what has been a negative time. But I know you've also got a collaboration coming up with the Secret Lounge Radio, haven't you? It's a DJ, female empowered radio station.
Yeah, we cannot wait for that. We're looking forward to that. And and working in harmony with you, you know, and exciting that you'd be wearing our t-shirts over that day. And and thank you for helping us spread the Soul Sisters message there. But you know, it's all about collaboration and working together, isn't it? And the sisterhood.
It's all about girl power. Well, Wenda, I want to thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
I've chosen a track now which I think you're absolutely going to love. So thank you so much for coming on First Choice Radio, and I will be getting Luna on, so tell her that she hasn't got away with this. But thank you both for sharing the love on Instagram and certainly coming through to me in my life on that as well. Wenda, it's been an absolute pleasure. Take care.
Thank you.